Agricultural programming is made possible by Bungie North America in Danville. Bungie recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how things opened on the Chicago Board of Trade and on the Kansas City Board of Trade this morning, a few minutes ago. These prices do not reflect overnight ACE trade. We gave the pre-opening overnight numbers at 8:49 in the pre-opening market report. In Kansas City, September wheat opened lower this morning at 485.5, down 4.75 cents a bushel. December opened at $5.15, down 4.5 cents, and the March contract opened at 505, down 3.5. Somewhat similar drops in Chicago on the Board of Trade for wheat. September opened at 395 a bushel, down 3. December 413.5, down 3.75. The March contract 430 even, down 4.25 cents. And July of 07 wheat in Chicago at 447 on the open, down 4. Corn and beans also opened lower this morning on weather concerns, or not much of a concern, actually. The nearby contract for corn, September, 242 a bushel, down 4.5. New crop December corn at 258, down 4.5 cents. March opened at 271, down 4.25. May corn, 280.5, down 3. July of next year, 288, down 4.5. And December farside corn, 302 a bushel, down 3.5 on the open. August soybeans opened today at 585.5, down 3.5 cents. September down 4 at 592.25. November 606.25, down 4.75. January beans opened at 618, down 5. The March next year, 628.5, down 5.25 cents. And May beans 407 at 635 on the open, down 3.75. August soybean meal opened at 168.20, down 170. The September 170 even, down 110. August bean oil opened at 26.20, down 15. September 23 cents lower on the open at 26.35. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened this morning at 113.50, down 5. September, 113.10, down 22.5. October, 112.70, down 12.5. August live cattle opened at 82.60, down 10. The October at 86.20, down 37.5. August lean hog started at 67.95, down 25. The October at 59.65, down 7.5. December down 42.5 on the open at 57.30. February lean hogs 59.45, down 15. And July pork bellies opened down 72.5 cents at 94.50. August opened at 92.30. Down 15.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the outside markets at the moment, the Dow Industrial Average is up rather sharply, 148 points at the moment at 10,947. The S&P is up 19 points at 1255. The NASDAQ is up about 20 points at 2063. Elsewhere, crude oil for August is trading at $73.35 a barrel in New York. That's down 19 cents. The CRB index is at 342.55, up 70. The U.S. dollar, 86.70, down 38. That's the U.S. dollar index. Silver for September is up 41 cents an ounce at 10.94 now. And gold for August is up $11.40 at 6.40.80 an ounce. Looking back at the Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat is trading between 4 and 5 cents lower. Corn and beans also lower. The corn between 3.5 on the far side contract nearby, down 5.25, now 5.5 cents down. And beans have slid a little further since the open, down between 6.75 and 9 cents a bushel. Joining us now to make sense of all this on this Wednesday morning in the opens on the Chicago Board of Trade is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tom. It looks like the Wall Street is impressed with the statements by Bernanke and also good news with, in the Israeli-Lebanese conflict. You know, we even have crude oil down, gold and silver down, and Wall Street is basically moving higher. Corn and soybeans on LaSalle Street are trading lower, cooler temperatures, maybe three shots of rain in the next 10 days, all adding up to good potential yields. And I think that's basically from last week with the potential of this big corn crop and soybean crop, the market's on the defensive.
So that's even outweighing what could be seen as supportive stuff coming from the outside markets.
That's true. And I was interesting by the Informa group today indicating that they thought 151 bushel national corn average equates to 240 season's lows at harvest time this year. The big thing here is that the market is weighing very carefully the 20 million acres west of the Mississippi that has seen a lot of stress. But even with these 90-plus degree temperatures in central Illinois, the corn and soybean crop looks good to excellent, and the marketplace is taking extremely close attention to the yield potential and maybe even higher yields than what's indicated by some of the USDA numbers.
Now, I think some of that you know, the promise of cooler weather and maybe larger yields was borne out in some earlier decreases, but they're still falling today.
That's true, and this is a futures market, and what we're generally looking at is we're still looking at tremendous demand down the road, and both in exports, feed usage, and industrial use. But we're also looking at this potential whisper 200 bushel type of bin buster corn crop in large parts of the Midwest. And that's what's weighing in the marketplace. The market doesn't want to see any big yield shocks on the upside, and that's one reason why the market, I think, is selling off as aggressively as it has in the last 3 to 4 days.
What about the wheat market? Because we're still seeing, you know, not very favorable weather out west.
You know, major problems in the world. In the planting areas, Argentina and Australia, there's planting problems. Even hot weather in Europe and the EU, and that also encourages good demand for the soft wheat in the Midwest as we're finishing wheat harvest up here in Illinois. The big factor here, of course, there's still major growing problems in the Dakotas, spring wheat area, Canada, and demand seems to be good. It wouldn't surprise us if we get this crop put to bed, so to speak, and demand will be pretty good with the growing problems in the future and also the demand on the nearby. But the wheat market's following suit as there has been some rain in the spring wheat area of the Dakotas this morning, and there's also some chances later on this week.
Are technicals also weighing the market down?
Yeah, definitely. We saw the trend change yesterday in the corn, the day before yesterday in the corn market. The trend is down in the beans, and we're starting to see long liquidation. The commodity funds, since we saw the Bernanke earlier interest rate moves, haven't been the market factor on the support or the sell-off like we've anticipated. And I think it was a function of them getting beat up in the stock market, the energy market, and they've just basically toned some of their major trading down.
Anything else to add today?
Have a profitable day, and we'll stay cool.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Quick check of the markets right now in Kansas City. Wheat is now 4¾ cents lower at 485.5 a bushel. September at 393 in Chicago. Wheat down 5. December CBOT wheat at 412.5, down 4¾. September corn is at 241 a bushel, now down 5.5 cents. December 256, down 5.5, down 5¾, rather. March corn for next year, 270, down 5.5 cents. August soybeans are down 8 at 581. The September also down 8 at 588.5, and November is at 602.75, down 8.5. Bean meal for August, 167.80, now down 210. And the soybean oil contract for August, 2604, down 31. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. 10:58 Central Time is our next market update. 82 degrees already on Friends Plaza in Urbana. An excessive heat warning still in effect until Thursday evening for southwest and far west central Illinois. Mike Sola says for today in northwest Illinois, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Elsewhere, hazy sunshine, hot, humid, and highs ranging from 85 degrees near Lake Michigan to near 100 degrees in southwest Illinois, with lows tonight ranging from 68 in northeast Indiana to 77 in western Illinois, and a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms up north, northern Illinois, and northwest Indiana. 10 o'clock, David Inge joins us, the host of Focus 580. Good morning, David.
Hi, Tom.
He's on our show.